Blackstone Audio presents Embers of Destruction by J. Scott Savage. This book is read by Kirby Hayborn. To Chris, Lisa, Heidi, Richard, Sarah, and the rest of the staff at Shadow Mountain, who believed. Chapter 1. Angus was a stubborn, rust-brained know-it-all. Kneeling on the floor of the long-abandoned building where they were spending the night, Trenton brushed away the drawings he'd made a few minutes earlier. "Let's try this again." Using a twig as a pencil, he sketched a square in the dirt. "This is where we are now." Several inches to the right, he added a sloping curve. "And this is the hill over there." With shadows hiding Angus's eyes, Trenton couldn't tell if the muscular boy even glanced at the battle plans before muttering, "If you say so." Unlike the others, Angus refused to wear a helmet when he flew the dragon he shared with Simony, and his forehead had been sunburned so many times the skin had taken on a permanently gritty, reddish appearance, broken only by the large white circles left from his goggles. Angus sat with his back propped against a vine-covered wall, picking his teeth with a pine needle. In front of him, a small cooking fire crackled and popped. Smoke drifted up through the rotting rafters and rusted beams of the building's three floors above them. Although the concrete floor of the warehouse was still intact, more than 100 years of neglect had buried it beneath a deep layer of soft soil covered with bushes, ferns, and other leafy plants. The only thing keeping it from being filled with trees like the rest of the forest was the fact that the upper floors blocked the sunlight during the day. Ignoring Angus's obvious disinterest, Trenton drew a narrow valley beyond the hill, added a pile of leaves to represent what could have been houses in the past, and on the opposite side of the hill and valley, placed some pebbles to mark the rocky shore of the Pacific Ocean. Trenton sucked in a deep breath of damp air, which had grown noticeably cooler since the sun went down. If tonight was anything like the last few nights, a thick fog would roll in from the ocean, masking everything more than a few dozen yards away in its glistening silver cloak and lingering until several hours after sunrise the next morning. Trenton added a pair of circles on the other side of the hill. "Assuming the dragons go back to where we saw them this afternoon, they should be here."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?